waterfowl hunters have many options to keep you afloat should something happen. We're checking the life jackets next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There's also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Waterfowl hunters should always have their life jackets on while on the water. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation checks the options.
Yes, and with our low water situations, we've been seeing, on several of our large waterways, Great Salt Lake as being one, Farmington Bay. So it's pushing our hunters into different areas, the birds are in different areas. And just remember, you start getting into those open water pieces there and in those severe weather circumstances, it could turn out really bad. So watch your weather, watch your conditions. And again, like I said, I'm a broken record on this. I'm going to repeat it again. You can get a life jacket, have a life jacket on. They coat them in camouflage. You can get them to where they're down on, like in a fanny pack or a waist pack that's there. It's out of the way. It's not going to hook up on your gun or mess up your shot. There's a lot of options that are out there, but man, everybody just be careful out there if you're trying to come and do that for get your goose. And most of us have put our boats away, other than the folks down in southern Utah. But if you put your boat away and you got your jacket stowed in those compartments, start thinking, I just stowed my jacket in a storage compartment on the boat. There can be humidity in there. There can be some moisture there. That's a good recipe for mold. Maybe if you don't have it shrink wrap, or hopefully if you got it shrink wrap, you got the zipper portion in there. You can jump in there and grab those jackets out.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.